Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Speak to Israel first, that they go forward. And then stretch forth your rod and part the sea. Tell someone, speak it first. Ever before you get before the dealership or go to the bank, spend time in your closet speaking to the banker, speaking what you decree, speaking what is by covenant your right. Finding the frequency. Amen. Harnessing the frequency so that when you go in, you don't have shadows. Because see, a lot of, you know, all that fine print, you know, when you buy some, all the fine print and pages of it, like you go read all that. Tell the truth, who in here reads all that? Well, I thought I said, hey, go up. Let's get ready. Get ready to say, get them. They're lying. Pages and pages. Why? To confuse you, to keep you out. Just out there. Why can't you just be plain and tell me what is? All that language, I don't even understand what you're talking about. They hiding stuff in there. Words you can't even pronounce. I ain't never heard that word before. What that mean? You ask him, he don't know either. It's just up in there. See, that's what the devil does through etymology, through language, try to keep us bound up with stuff. So, but you tell somebody, just be plain in your speech. Let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. Amen. Speak what you mean and say what you mean and mean what you say. Too much shadow. But in your prayer closet, in your time alone with God, speak those things till the image is set in your spirit, man. Till your mind is renewed to that, to where you can see it. If you can see it, you can receive it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So when you go to the first bank or to the first place or whatever, and they say, well, we can't help you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all don't have the honor of helping me. Because and see, sometimes your faith will be tested like that. To see if you're stable. Or are those shadow thoughts coming up? Well, you know. It was like that with Daddy. Sometimes God will allow that just so that you can identify that shadow thought. And God said, take that in your prayer closet. Start talking to it. See, you got to speak to it first. Mr. Shadow Thought. That talks about my lack of education. Holy Spirit has educated me. And I know everything I need to know. As a matter of fact, I have an unction from the Holy One. And I have need that no man teach me, but he will lead and guide me into all truth. Shoot that shadow thing down. Holy Spirit will bring all things to my remembrance, whatever he has taught me. He said, take no thought when you go before the king what you shall say. For in that hour, I will give you words to say. You may have a speech ready. God says, get rid of the speech. That's not what the king needs to hear today. Amen. Go into that prayer closet. Get in alignment first. Then take that value. And don't cast it before the swine. Because those little foxes will eat at the root until those shadow things come up again. Or get on you again. Amen. Tell somebody, get rid of the shadows. We abide under one shadow, the shadow of the Most High. Speak to Israel, he said. How about the walls of Jericho? There's something I want to get to you. I'm not going to get into the message of it, but I just want to put it out there because I know we have people here that study the word. And it'll be fuel for you to study. We've been talking about how we speak to the heavens. Remember last Sunday, I spoke about the scroll. The heavens would be rolled up like a scroll. Little did I know God was going to speak today and say a new season has started. But last Sunday, we talked about a scroll. You know, scrolls were books. They were, you call them books, but they were scrolls because you roll them up. And he said, the heavens shall roll up like a scroll. There'll be, and Peter talks about it shall pass away with fervent heat and a great noise. Do some research on those words, because we're not talking about fire, literal fire, like people may think. The heavens will roll up like a scroll. When you roll up a scroll, it means whatever was written on it in the heavens was the narrative that heaven was having in this heavenly realm. There was a scroll. And let's say Satan and his angels were ruling this age. But God says the heavens will roll up like a scroll. In other words, that chapter is over. In other words, God is changing the narrative. We've come out of the age of the sons of darkness, and we're entering into the age, the eon, of the manifested sons of God. Amen. Where darkness has ruled, hear what I'm saying? Where darkness has kept everybody. See, that's why darkness is so dark now, because it's on its last leg. It's its last ditched effort. But the devil already knows he can't win. But he's still going to try to fight because light is taking over. Are you hearing? I said light is taking over. We've entered into the age of the manifested sons of God, 30, 60, 100 fold. And it's the time where the third day from Jesus and the seventh day from Adam, the day of the Lord, a dark day for evil, but a day of breaking through and of deliverance for light. Isaiah 60 says, arise and shine. What? Your light is come. Tell somebody right now, let it come out your mouth. My light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me. I am a light bearer. I am full of light. I am the light of the world. I am the salt of the earth. You know what we do? We just collapse some stuff. See, you got to understand, every time you say it, there's an electromagnetic signature that goes out. And if you keep saying it, it's got to draw us there into your reality. It's the shadow stuff and the mingled seed that confuses your subconscious. When you say stuff one day and then you say the opposite the next day. If the opposite is happening the next day, just don't say anything. Stay with what you said. Don't say anything. Don't give it anything to work with. This too shall pass. When Jesus spoke, when he was on trial, and King Herod got him, the old drunk King Herod, got a hold of him, the Herod, Herod, In the Chosen, he went and put on his wig and stuff and got, you know, all the wild folk that were drunk there, they wanted to see a miracle. And so he wanted them to do a miracle. Jesus stood there and didn't say a word. Why? He was facing religion. But when Pilate had him, he said, are you king of the Jews? Jesus said, thou sayest. He said, don't you know I have authority to have you crucified? He said, you would have no authority over me except my Father in heaven give it to you. Why was he speaking to Pilate? Pilate was government. Herod was religion. See, don't waste your words on religious stuff. Folk want to argue religion. Speak to the government. That's where your anointing and your grace is. We're here to change government. See, the word says that the heavens shall be shaken. The government that was is rolled up into a scroll. God says, I'm replacing that government with my government, with my people, with my sons and daughters. They are rising up into the place of authority. Tell somebody, speak to government. Don't get into strife with religious folk. They want to argue the scriptures, and they don't know but John 3:16. Speak in your prayer closets, in your quiet place. Speak things. Don't merely pray about them. Speak to them. Speak to you. Who are you? I am God's child, for I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God that lives and abides forever. I am forgiven of all my sins, washed in the blood. I am a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I am the temple of Holy Spirit. I am the head, not the tail. I am above only, not beneath. Huh? Talk to yourself. What are you doing? You're collapsing stuff. You say it enough and you'll start really thinking and knowing that's who you are. And see, your reality doesn't respond to just what you say. It responds to who you are. That's why some things take a little longer. But I'm here to tell you, as I said earlier, this is the time of acceleration. You start today changing your routine from just a routine to a live reality and start saying what you mean. Watch, things are going to speed up. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. Amen. There's so much here. A lot of this is going to be in the school. The Lord said he would make Jesus' enemies his footstool. Is that right? Yeah. Hebrews, just write these down. Hebrews 12, verse 26 to 28. God says he's going to shake the heavens. But it will be through your voice.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.